The next level of awareness or sphere of awareness is awareness of oneself, awareness of ourselves. That question of like, well, how am I or who am I or what's going on? It can just feel like you've got this whole jumble sale of answers that come up when we start to tune in. Again, I find it really helpful that he's broken this category down into three, which slightly parallel another Buddhist teaching called the Satipatthana. The Satipatthana is the four foundations of mindfulness. So the first is the awareness of the body. And I think you could also add in sensations in the body. How are we choosing to sit right now? Where are your legs? Where are your hands? What's your posture? Like, it doesn't mean you have to immediately sit up. It's just noticing, well, where have I placed my body? What is the effect of that? And what are the sensations in my body? And those might be really physically grounded sensations, like my knee's a little bit tight or sore. But they might also be more emotional sensations. If there's a bit of collapsing around our chest, maybe there's a bit of sadness or vulnerability. If there's a bit of tightness in our belly, maybe there's a bit of anxiety or worry. And also if there's a bit of openness, you know, across our shoulders or a bit of lift through the body, there can be a sense of expansiveness. So we can start to look into our body and the sensations in the body to start to give us clues about how we are emotionally, how we're feeling. And that's the next category within this one of how are we. So we've got our body and sensations in our body, and then we've got our feelings, our emotions. We might access those through the sensations in our body, or maybe we're noticing, well, we're remembering something, we're dwelling on something, we're recollecting something, something's coming up for us, maybe in meditation, maybe in conversation with someone. But we start to notice, well, how do I feel about this? And for some people, this is really, really challenging. I'm more on the side of the spectrum where I often have so many emotions. I'm like, I want to have less. I have a bit less emotion. But you might be on the other side of the spectrum of just actually feel a bit like quite neutral a lot of the time. And you need to look more for subtleties in your experience. You know, what does it feel like to feel bit happy, or what does it feel like to dislike something, you know, and start to get to know yourself a little bit and what those feelings are like. And then finally, you have your awareness of your thoughts. I do think of these as occurring as objects of the mind. So they probably have more of a structure to them, whereas feelings can feel quite amorphous. Thoughts might be a little bit more specific, and they might even have the shape of words. But not necessarily. Talk about going off on a train of thought. Again, something we're worrying about, even something we're looking forward to. I mean, we're sort of fantasizing about a holiday or a boy, girl. Just like, what are we thinking about? Where's our mind going? And often, if we bring our awareness to our mind, we notice that it's all over the place a lot of the time. So outside of meditation, we can practice directed thinking, where we are actually encouraging a train of thought. We can do this through studying, whether it's studying Buddhist teachings or, you know, learning about something. We can do it through reflection. So this is starting to move more towards meditation, where we're bringing in a very specific thought and almost circling around it, seeing what pops up. And then when we get distracted, drawing back to that initial thought. And as we move into meditation, we can start to notice our thoughts, can notice our habitual thoughts, our habitual distractions, maybe. If we have favorite distractions, mind's making lists. Quite like to do that. That's often where I go. Or a bit of anxious worrying. Maybe your favorite hindrance in meditation might be daydreaming about food or what you're going to do later. Yeah, we get to know our thoughts. You know, we get to know what's going on in our mind. Sometimes we can almost feel trapped by our thoughts, or I can. It's not like we decide to think about these things. We don't decide to get distracted. We just at some point notice that we are distracted. But as we start to become more aware of those habitual distractions, then we start to see how we can let go of them, not hold so tightly to the thoughts, not feel so pulled around by them. And that's why we use the breath, for example, in the mindfulness of breathing, because it gives us something to come back to that isn't a thought. It's something embodied. And it can start to give us a little bit of space. And what do we do in that space?